Good evening, folks. Got a nice crowd. Anyway, I wish I could put some humor into my story, but I can't. I grew up in a Christian home, felt very good about it, and when I migrated to the United States, I wanted to do something Christian. So I had a nice job, and after work, I enrolled in a seminary, having fun. Figuring I'm going to be a missionary one of these days, go back home and really help people. While I was there, I was in Harlem at that time. And walking from work to the seminary, I'd pass, I don't know if you know this place, Hotel Teresa, 125th Street and 7th Avenue. A guy was there on a ladder, and he'd be giving speeches, et cetera, et cetera. Found out later on they were black Muslims. So I'd stop by and listen every now and then and just kept going because I know, you know, I believe in the guy who healed people and who walked on water and make blind people see. So I didn't pay the Muslims any attention. So going to the seminary back and forth, back and forth. One night, while I was at seminary practice and doing religion, we got through kind of early. And for some reason or the other, I don't know why, they brought some girls in. So here I am in the seminary, wanting to be a good Christian and all that, and they're bringing girls in for us to have sex. I said, forget this. I can't be bothered with this. But I let it pass. Then things happened in the civil rights movement, and I saw what was going on and being a nice Christian, etc. So let me do something to help. So I joined the Freedom Bus Riders. Came right here in Maryland, got beat up in Salisbury, broke eggs in my head, poured coffee down the back of my neck. But I was passive. I liked it because I was figuring out helping to make a change in the United States of America. Our travels took us to Jackson, Mississippi, shorter places. But Biloxi was the place. Got there, and we were having some demonstrations. And I remembered one guy, I think he owns the Apollo Cinema now, Percy Sutton. He was sitting next to me, and he couldn't get off the bus. When he saw the crowd outside and the evil faces. So I told him, look, you wait on the bus, and when we come back, we'll tell you what happened. So we did our little bit of demonstrations, and somehow, we got arrested. We don't know why. We got arrested and put in a gymnasium, about 75 or 80 of us. We were told, before we go in any demonstrations, to dress loosely. The girls supposed to have jeans on, no dresses, because when they put the water hose on you, your dress will flare up. And probably, you know, you show you see your panties and all that stuff. So they had to put jeans on. One young lady in the midst had khaki jeans instead of dungarees. And while we were incarcerated, I guess we found out later because of stress and excitement and all that, she had her monthlies. And we called to the guard and said, hey, this young lady needs to go to the bathroom or something. So he says, what are you doing here? You strangers, we don't want you here. If you got a problem, you guys deal with it. So we didn't pay that any attention. And a few guys wanted to urinate. Asked the guard to go to the bathroom. He says, go in the corner. Then you can urinate in the corner. Whatever you want to do, you have to do it here. We're not letting you out until you get bailed. Eventually, it got too hard on the young lady. And we can see visibly what was happening. So what we did, us men, we formed a ring around her and turned our backs. And one of the guys took his undershirt off and gave it to her. And she put it inside her pants, and that alleviated the situation. I went through a metamorphosis right in there. I couldn't understand why human beings will be this way to other human beings. It just didn't dawn on me. I never experienced this type of thing. So I figured when I get out of here, I'm going to do something about this. Eventually, we got mailed and bailed, and we got let out. Went back to school. I decided I'm going to do something a little less drastic than going on the bus, on the Freedom Bus rides any longer. But I kept passing that spot in front of Hotel Teresa and the Muslim speaking. So one night I stopped really to listen. And while I was listening, found out it was Malcolm X. And he was talking about these fools going down on the Freedom Bus rides and this and that. And we shouldn't be associated with the devils, because that's what they are. Those folks down there are devils, the blue-eyed devils. So don't associate with them. And furthermore, I wouldn't follow, this is what he's saying, I wouldn't follow Martin Luther King to the bathroom. So we all got upset and started booing. He said, let me tell you one thing. If I were Malcolm X, and we made this whole town fall on their knees by the bus company going broke, I'd buy the bus company for a dollar. And we ride the bus up front and put him in the back. How'd you like that? It began to make sense to me. They could have bought the bus company, but Martin Luther King didn't think that way. He was more on the Christian faith. Anyway, I decided to go to one of the meetings and listen to see what's going on. It just happened that their meeting was above the Baby Grand, which Nipsey Russell was playing. So I stopped by, listened to Nipsey Russell, and then went upstairs to hear what the Muslims were talking about. Eventually, I started going there more often because they were making sense to me, even though I didn't believe that Muhammad was any kind of a savior that can walk on water or heal people. Going back to the seminary, I got disillusioned a little more because they brought girls in again. So I decided, well, I'm going to give this up. I'm going to go out there and see what else is out there other than the Muslims and the Christians. Eventually, I joined the Black Muslims with Malcolm. And we didn't do much in New York. But it gave me an opening to see that there are different types of religions and different types of faiths that you can believe in. I'd given up being a missionary, but I still wanted to help people. And right now, some friends and myself, we formed an organization called the Israeli Family Foundation. And what we do, we come here downtown Baltimore behind the post office, and we feed hot meals to the homeless. Also, we go to the Mission Center on Central, North Central, and we do the same thing every Wednesday and every Friday. So if you want to contribute to us, we'd appreciate it. But that's how I lost my faith, but I'm trying to get it back. Thank you.